Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Empire State Reptiles Live. Today we have somebody special on our show today. Someone out of the ordinary. We have never touched base on our aquatic section of our repertoire. So today is our beginning of our fish week. I'm not sure how long we're going to continue our fish week, but I'm going to try to make it last for a whole entire month. So that's four episodes, probably not consecutive, but there will be at least four episodes dealing with aquatics. Today we have John Norris from Jellyfish Art. He is the director of education. And if you do not know what jellyfish art is, you have been living under a rock. Think about this. Jellyfish, however, they're in an acrylic tank with light shining on it, filters, everything. And you can buy them as a kit from Jellyfish Art. And they breed them, and it's just amazing how we really never thought that this would actually be possible. So we're going to be talking to him about what it takes to run a business like Jellyfish Art, and also how to care for jellyfish. And can't really touch base on how to breed jellyfish because they're almost like our Lichianus in the reptile world. It's just hard to breed. You know, we all know the Lichianus and their love life and how they have to compare with their mates and everything like that. So we can't really touch base on that. So don't ask questions like that. You guys know all the rules about that. And for all of our new listeners, welcome. I know that most of you guys might not quite be into reptiles, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to make this show a good one if I do not mess up like I normally do. So enough talking about me. Let's welcome our guests. Good afternoon, John. Good evening, John. How are you?
Good evening. How is everybody doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing well. Thank you for coming on the show once again. I want to jump right into it. How did you get started with jellyfish art?
Well, it started about 25 years ago with my love affair with the ocean. My father used to breed clownfish in the late 80s, early 90s, when keeping saltwater aquaria was just not a thing. And that really got me into the love affair with the sea. I lived in Southern California for about 35 years, so I was very close to the beach. Wow. Always enthralled with the animals and sea life there. And it kind of pushed me into a degree when I went to school to get a degree in marine biology, marine science. I went on to get my master's in marine conservation and aquaculturing. I used to have my own business where I would aquaculture corals, try to educate students about keeping oceans pristine, not overfishing, not taking too much from the ocean, and showing people how easy it is to replicate the ocean at home in their own aquarium. So once I started doing that, I was approached by this company out in South Florida called Jellyfish Art. They invited me to come down, and with my experience in education and in marine biology, they saw a good fit for me into educating not only just children but adults as well on how to keep moon jellyfish in their home.
All right. So you actually jumped into my next question. So there are specific type of jellyfish that are actually in the aquarium. They are the most harmless jellyfish that you can possibly come across. I think they are the least harmless jellyfish out there. They can't harm you. So can you speak a little bit about the moon jellyfish and what makes them more unique than all of our traditional other jellyfish that are in our oceans?
Yeah, absolutely. So moon jellyfish, or the Rela arita, it's a very common jellyfish. It's found in pretty much all over the world, in the tropics to the Arctic to sub-temperate zones. But there's variations of the species of moon jellyfish where they can be opaque to purple. The ones that we mostly work with are indigenous to the South Atlantic Caribbean Sea. They're more tolerant to temperate zones, degrees from 60 degrees Fahrenheit all the way up to 78, a nice toasty hot tub. What's really cool about this species of jellyfish is, like you said, they are very harmless. They don't have a lot of stinging cells, and in the wild they use their stinging cells to collect food as they float along in the currents. Here at Jellyfish Art, we aquaculture every jellyfish, meaning we breed them in-house, and we actually breed them in a sense to where they've actually lost the ability to have even a more potent sting that they normally would, which is very mild. So you generally won't find any stings or any discomfort handling these jellyfish. We set them up for schools and touch tanks where kids can actually pick them up, feel them, see that they're actually alive and not fake little plastic blobs bouncing around in a tank. But these Wow. jellyfish are extremely harmless, and anybody can handle them versus, say, a sea nettle that you might see at a public aquarium, or a lion's mane jellyfish, or the infamous box jellyfish you'd find in Australia that is extremely dangerous and could potentially kill you. So yeah. At Jellyfish Art, our mission is to not only educate, but to beautify a living space and to show off an animal that is completely amazing, and it doesn't kill you.
Wow. So, guys, if you want to call in, you all know the number, but if you're new, our number is 713-955-0793. Once again, that is 713-955-0793. Now, what does it take for a person to be able to go from not knowing anything about saltwater aquariums to handling and keeping saltwater fish or jellyfish?
Well, you know, that's a fantastic question, and a lot of people get intimidated once they hear the word saltwater because they think about, oh, gosh, there's so many different things that you have to monitor, and it's true. When you do have a saltwater setup, there's a lot of different things to keep in mind and to keep track of: chemistry, pH, temperature. There's a lot of different variables that run into saltwater tanks, but what's great about the Jellyfish Art tank is we have simplified it as best as we can that anyone who has never kept anything aquatic can actually do. We have full instructions. We provide our own salt. We provide food for the jellyfish. We provide the jellyfish and the tank. We pretty much package everything together, and we do a lot of customer service where we'll reach out. We have Facebook groups. We have online forums. We'll do Google chats where we try to help as many customers as possible who have never kept anything, saltwater or freshwater for that matter, and keep them alive successfully. And there's a little bit of trial and error, of course. And like I said, people are intimidated, but we make it very welcoming to get these tanks, and to actually be able to succeed is very fulfilling. And seeing someone who's never ran a tank or possibly had a goldfish when they were younger and it maybe lasted a month or two, they're able to kind of go to the next level, get a really, exquisite animal from the sea that you don't normally find on every shelf at Petco or a large pet store, and have something unique at your house that's really not too hard to maintain.
Oh, yeah. So what sets your jellyfish tank apart from different jellyfish tanks? Because we know that there are a lot of different jellyfish tanks out there. We have the cubic one, which I'm not 100% sure how that works since it's a square, and I don't even want to get into that. So what's the jellyfish tank apart?
Well, there's a lot of different variables when it comes to tank size and dimensions. Generally, jellyfish, and especially moon jellyfish, they like to be in a cylindrical or spherical type tank, meaning that there isn't any corners that they can bump into or bounce off of. So what we've done is we've designed a tank. It's called it's based off a design that was made called the Kreisel tank. And a Kreisel tank is essentially kind of like a washer machine. It basically throws a flow pattern in a circular laminar motion. And so we've simulated that style of tank in a smaller design in our nano tank, our cylinder tank, and that keeps the jellyfish suspended in the water, and they don't bounce off the corners, and everything is round, so they can't damage themselves. And it's really easy for them to move around just like they would naturally in the ocean, and it creates a small current that they would float on and eat off the food naturally like they would in the wild. So we try to simulate as much as we possibly can their environment in the wild in these tanks that we offer for the customers.
Oh, wow. So what is the biggest common mistake that your customers make while trying to start their own jellyfish tank or when they first get their jellyfish?
Well, a lot of the times before they even reach out to us, folks might want to, you know, they'll kind of do DIY their own tank. And, you know, that's great if folks understand the literature and can get it done. But like I said, jellyfish really do enjoy spherical tanks, no sharp corners, because they don't have eyes. They don't know where they're going. If they constantly bump into objects, it could damage their nerves. That's one little caveat that we find is, you know, folks first try themselves to make their own tank, and then they turn to us for advice on, you know, how to make it better. You know, and another thing that some folks do have a problem with, is, as I mentioned before, is learning about water parameters and water chemistry. And it's just like with any pet. You know, you kind of look at your pet, you observe your pet. If, you know, if you have your dog's not eating for a couple of days, something's wrong. And with jellyfish, it's not as easy. They don't have personalities. They don't talk. They don't make noises. So it's kind of hard to gauge if they're having any issues or not. So what we've done is we've created a huge manual for people to actually take a look at with pictures that will help them succeed in keeping jellyfish and not kind of overdo it. My motto for jellyfish is less is more. Mm-hmm. The less that you do, the better that your outcome is going to be. So we try to tell people, don't do too much. Do as little as possible, and you'll see how crazy and amazing these animals are and how well they live without our intervention. They've been around for 450 million years, so they have to be doing something right.
That's true. Wow. That's really cool. That's somebody who has a jellyfish, somebody asks you, oh, what pet do you have? Oh, I have a jellyfish. That's really out of the ordinary. So, and you personally, how many jellyfish do you have?
Me personally, well, I have three tanks. I have one in my office. We have a desktop model that's a little bit bigger than our nano model. I have about nine jellyfish in that one. And then I have a tank at home. My wife is a hairstylist. I said, hey, here you go. Here's a tank. Gave her very vague instructions. And she's been keeping them alive and well for almost 7 months now. And so we have one, you know, it's right next to the coffee machine in the kitchen. So when I wake up in the morning, I have my coffee and watch some jellyfish and, you know, get my day moving. It's pretty fantastic. So with the nano tanks, you can get about five jellyfish in there. That's a comfortable size for them. They don't outgrow their tanks. And there's a rule of thumb where people in the fish industry like to say, you know, 1 inch per gallon. You know, so many fish can fit in such amount of space. With jellyfish art tanks, we pretty much outlined it for you. It's pretty much, you know, safe to put, you know, an X amount, a number in there. They like to have odd numbers. I'm not sure if that's just a grouping communication thing that they like to do, but I noticed anywhere between 3 to 5 in the smaller tanks, they do perfectly fine, and they do well, and they thrive in there.
Oh, wow. So what do you feed your jellyfish? I mean, there's not much that you can go to the pet store and just buy jellyfish food. So how do people obtain food for their jellyfish?
Exactly. So, yeah, like you said, you can't really go to the store and find anything specifically for jellyfish. We make our own food. It's a blend of zooplankton, phytoplankton, and a little bit of brine shrimp. We also sell a freshly hatched brine shrimp, so they like baby brine shrimp. Their egg yolks are extremely nutritious for their growth, and also baby brine shrimp helps them regenerate. So what's really cool about these types of jellyfish is they can get injured severely, almost get chopped into pieces. And generally in the wild, they'll get eaten by sea turtles or other marine life, but they're able to regenerate. They can regrow parts of their limbs and regrow parts of their anatomy based on the proteins that they eat out of the water. So something that's really interesting and hasn't really been touched on in the scientific realm on how beneficial jellyfish can be in the long term for human practices. Just just the regeneration part alone is mind blowing. There's not a lot of information out there, and that's something that here at Jellyfish Art we're trying to tap into and trying to you know, not really exploit, but just explore and understand a little bit more about jellyfish and how they interact in our world and what they can, you know, how they can benefit us.
Yeah, definitely. So, like you said, they do feed on brine shrimp and freshly hatched brine shrimp.
Yeah, mostly they really enjoy freshly hatched brine shrimp. That's the most nutritious food source for them. We have a patented dry food blend that we ship out with all our jellyfish orders, and that's a combination of zooplankton and also brine shrimp. They like smaller sized foods because they only have one entrance and one exit, so it's you know, it's one or the other. They have to eat or go to the bathroom. So they like to, you know, they like a variety of foods, but the larger foods that you would normally see at a fish store or at a Petco, PetSmart, generally is going to be a little bit too big. And the frozen foods have higher bits of nutrients that aren't so great for jellyfish to eat.
Okay. All right. So I understand that you teamed up with makers of Kimmy Pure Blue. So can you explain how does Kimmy Pure Blue play factor in your saltwater fish tanks?
So Chemipure is a wonderful product. It's used widely throughout the saltwater aquarium trade. It basically, what it is, it cleans the water for you. So it makes that water crystal clear. It removes what we call tannins or agents in the water that you don't want, such as ammonia and nitrite, heavy metals that could, you know, cloud your water, make it full of algae. So the Chemipure Blue removes that and keeps the filtration and cleaning down. So we utilize a smaller nano packet that we specially, you know, designed for the jellyfish tanks. And this helps keep the water a lot cleaner and a lot crisper. So it doesn't have that glossy look or that cloudy look that you might get with some other freshwater and saltwater aquariums that have algae blooms.
Oh, okay. So what sets your jellyfish tank apart from regular saltwater tanks? Are there any special requirements other than the size of the tank that you need to focus on more than any other type of saltwater tank?
No, not at all. These tanks are actually probably the simplest saltwater tanks I've ever come across. And I've been doing this for quite a long time. And I've built my own tanks. I've seen large-scale tanks. I've worked at public and private aquariums. Basically, our tanks run off an air pump and an LED light that's outside of the tank, so nothing's internal. And we have a filtration in the back that filters out any food particulates and any other items that you don't want in the aquarium. And what's really cool about jellyfish is there's literally no waste. They are 98% water, so they don't give off, you know, any waste that you would get from fish or other pets. If you were to go into, say, a saltwater system, even your basic setup, you're looking at around $600 to $800 just for the tank, and then you have another $300 to $400 for lights, and then you need your pumps, and you need corals and fish and sand. I mean, I can go on and on and on. With our tanks, everything's all in one. It's all inclusive.
All right, that's great. So don't forget, guys, our call-in number is 713-955-0793. And I know what some of you guys are here for. I know. I saw your Instagram comments earlier today. And, yes, we are still doing that jellyfish tank giveaway. But that will be happening in a few minutes, and you will hear a bell, which I have not gotten yet, but I will get it, the sound effect. You will actually be hearing a bell, and that is your cue to call in. And the first person to call in will the tank. It's,
yes.
Oh, actually, how about you tell them what it includes?
All right, so the lucky winner is going to get a complete jellyfish nano tank setup, which includes the tank, includes everything you need to get going, salt, the hydrometers, all the different tools that you're going to need, and we include the jellyfish. So you'll get the tank, set it up. There'll be a nice little code inside. You're going to call us up, get online, and we'll get you your jellyfish lickety-split right out to you.
All right. Oh, yeah, and sadly, if you do not live in the contiguous United States, so that excludes Alaska and Hawaii, you cannot enter. I'm very, very sorry about that. But we cannot ship jellyfish internationally. It's against laws and stuff, and we don't want to go to jail for breaking laws. So.
Yeah, I apologize to all my friends in Hawaii and Canada and Alaska. Sorry, guys.
Yes. Sorry about that, guys. Anyways, what is your favorite color? I've been seeing some photos of your jellyfish tank, and the colors that are reflected by the jellyfish are just amazing. So how did you guys design that, and what is your favorite color?
That's a fantastic question, and actually I get that question quite a bit. So it's on an LED circuit, and we have all the colors of the rainbow, from red, green, yellow, orange, blue, violet, purples. So the user, the customer, can choose any color scheme that they want. We have a fade that kind of cycles through all the colors. There's a strobe light if you're having a party. I personally like – this is how I like to set mine up. So in the morning, I have mine on warm colors. So I have it on reds and oranges and yellows, and that kind of wakes me up. And then as it progresses throughout the day, as we get into the night, I like to turn down to blues and to purples and to pinks. That kind of brings your mood down, mellows you out. I mean, you can honestly sit in front of one of these tanks for an hour or two and just relax. And your whole entire day just fades away as you watch these jellyfish.
Yes.
So my favorite color, I mean, I do love green. I love green, but I also love blue. Blue at night, with the lights down in your house and the lights on the tank on, it's a magnificent sight. I call it a living lava lamp.
Wow. So how did you guys go about designing that?
So about 4 years ago, there was a company based in San Francisco by the name of Alex Andon, and he created Jellyfish Art. And he saw that there was a need for a space for people to enjoy jellyfish from their homes. Being in San Francisco, close to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, one of the largest aquarium systems for jellyfish in North America, he got an idea that said, hey, maybe we can downsize this and make it available for anybody to do. And so we kind of spiraled from there. In 2014, we started designing a couple new different designs and modifications based on larger scale systems to make it smaller for people to easily take home. And we ended up with our Jellyfish Nano and our Jellyfish Desktop.
All right. So between those two tanks, can you just describe to me what is better for what type of people between the desktop tank and your Nano tank?
Well, for me personally, for aesthetics, I like the Nano tank because it's sleek, it's black, it's modern, it fits anywhere in the house. You can put it in a bar, you can put it on a countertop, you can put it on a nightstand next to your bedroom. It's really a conversational piece. We gave one to my niece who's in college, and she's the talk of the town. Everybody wants to come to her dorm room and hang out and party with the jellyfish. So that would probably be my first pick. My second pick, as an educator, I like the desktop because it's got dual sides. So if you have students or if you have a group of people, they can be on both sides of a table viewing from different angles. And there's a little bit more volume in that tank, so you can add a little bit more jellyfish to it. So it's you know, it's all based on preference. I personally like the Nano one, the black Nano one. It's just it's sleek, it's modern. And it's very easy to clean, it's very easy to maintain. You know, there's really not a maintenance that goes on to it. You feed maybe three or four times a week, clean it once every week or two. I do a small water change every couple weeks. I mean, it's super easy, and that has to be my favorite one. I'm gonna go with the Nano.
All right. So, water changes. How often should people that buy your tank? How often should they conduct water changes?
So with these tanks, the maintenance is really minimum. We've recommend feedings of our food or brine shrimp. You feed a half a. We send out these little spoons, measuring spoons that come with our food, and you can do a half a spoon daily or every other day. And water changes you do. So our nano is 2 gallons, and you can do a 50% water change every 2 weeks. And what we do is we've already pre-measured the salt in bags, so we have 1 gallon, 2 gallon, the 5 gallon salt bags. And it's really easy. If you're not close to a live fish store where they've already have pre-mixed salt water, all you need to do is go to any local market, grocery store, or a pharmacy and get a 1 gallon jug of distilled water, pour our salt in there, mix it up, and you're good for a water change. So we do that every week to 2 weeks. And that's pretty much all the maintenance you really need to do.
Oh, wow. So if you can give, like, one or two pieces of some good advice to a starter for your jellyfish tank, what would you say?
Patience is key. Don't rush things. A lot of people like to get right into the thick of it. You know, so we get dogs. Some people like puppies. Some people like older dogs just because they don't want to go through those stages. But what's important with any kind of aquatic system is you take time and patience to set it up. The faster you rush things, the more issues you'll run into. And I'm sure you guys know as well, dealing with reptiles, you want to take your time.
Definitely.
You know, it's just the natural balance of life. You can't rush life. You have to let it just mature and do its thing. So I always tell people, patience. Be patient. You know, follow the directions that we helped lay out for you. You know, wait the amount of time to let your tank get, you know, we call it acclimatized to the environment that's suitable for jellyfish. And then once you've gotten through that part, it's smooth sailing from there.
All right.
So I definitely have to go with patience. Patience is key. You know, it's a true saying. Patience is virtue.
All right. I'm not sure what that was, but that is your cue to call in. The contest has started. We have 3 minutes left, so you guys have a 3-minute time frame. The first person to call in wins that free jellyfish tank and those jellyfish, courtesy of Jellyfish Art. So, I thought that sound would be better than that, but that was a terrible sound. So the number is 713-955-0793. Once again, that is 713-955-0793. Now, I just want to
come on, guys.
We
want to give someone a jellyfish tank.
Yes, definitely. Oh, I see somebody. Hello. Thank you for calling into ESR Live. What is your name and where you're calling from? Hello? All right, we just lost him. Maybe he'll fall back. Anyway,
well, there goes one
jellyfish
winner.
Tank, so if you want that free jellyfish tank, better call in. So I just wanted to touch base on you all. What age range do you recommend the jellyfish tank?
You know, these are perfect from anywhere from kindergartners all the way up to adults. I've set up tanks in kindergarten and pre-kindergarten classes, preschool classes, all the way up to the college level. We even have some you know, folks who are in elder care systems who enjoy them. Pretty much any range of ages can get into this new niche of a hobby just by, you know, doing a little reading and, you know, talking to us here at Jellyfish Art. We have a great customer service base. We're very friendly. We help out as much as we can. So it could be for anybody. There really is no age limit.
All right. Yeah, so personally, do you have a favorite jellyfish? I know they do not have personalities or anything, but do you have a favorite jellyfish?
You know, I'm biased because I work with moon jellies all the time, and even though they're brainless and spineless, I think they have a bit of a personality. I do like the moon jellyfish a bit. I don't know. Mine seem to know when I'm about to feed them, and they come to the top of the tank, and they just how do I know they're aware? I have no idea.
Oh, we have a caller. Sorry, Jim.
Caller.
We have a caller.
All right.
Hi. Are you calling for the free jellyfish tank? Yeah. Oh, congratulations. You won the jellyfish tank. So, I'm going to have... What is your name?
Nick.
Oh, hi, Nick. Thank you for calling in. So, I'm going to have you contact... just stay on the line. I got your number. I got your number. So, we'll give you a call after the show and set up everything. So, I want to give everyone a big thank you for listening to the show tonight. Thank you so much, John, for coming into the show. I'm going to catch up with you a little bit later on tonight. Once again, thank you so much for giving us our free jellyfish tank.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
All right, that does it for us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be switching our systems from Blog Talk Radio to another system. I was holding off on telling you guys. However, our last show of our 2016 season will premiere on October. Let's see. When will it premiere? October 22nd with Gecko Boa, John Scarborough from Gecko Boa. That's going to be our last show until January 7th, where we will be having Imperial Supergiants from Instagram on our show, Alexio Alvarez from Imperial Supergiants, followed by Morph Market. So we're going to be getting into a swing of things. Don't forget to check out our website for more details and add us on Instagram at ESRLive. And we will be updating you from there. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, guys. We
work
love you.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Let's get lost tonight.